This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years, faster than it took for the 1918 Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at the WHO's headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic.
We hope to finish this pandemic before less than 2 years, especially if we can pull our efforts together and with national unity, global solidarity, that's really key.
WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told journalists the 1918 flu came in three waves and then later settled down into a less deadly seasonal infection. However, Ryan said the current coronavirus outbreak is not displaying a wave pattern similar to the 1918 flu. Ryan added that when the COVID-19 virus is not under control, it jumps straight back up. A new analysis of CDC data suggests as many as 215,000 more people than might have been expected died in the United States during the first 7 months of 2020. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, half of them were people of color.
Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and Asian Americans make up just under 40% of the U.S. population, but they accounted for more than half of all the deaths above normal through July. That according to an analysis by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project. Earlier data revealed the especially heavy toll on Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans, but the latest numbers also reveal a disproportionate burden on Asian Americans. Deaths in each group are up at least 30% this year compared with the last 5 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is